Hello, my name is Daisy, and this is...
My name is Eric.
And our topic is about Mexican immigration. Immigration. Immigration is a worldwide issue that is being short-sighted and at some point can be forgotten. When it comes to immigration, it's an overall issue with many sides' point of view, such as positive, negative, or neutral. Where did this happen? Immigration happened all over the world, but mainly in the U.S. When did this happen? This began around the 1600s and is still going on until this day. Why did this happen?
Immigration happened because people are motivated to leave their countries for a variety of reasons, including a lack of local access to resources, to find or engage in paid work, and to better their standard of living. How did this affect the victims?
This affects the victims by being separated from their family, makes them not have good jobs and have good credit, and the other reasons such as not having the right amount of money to pay things. How does this affect their countries or the public?
It affects the public, increasing the population base, which there is around 800,000 immigrants. A vast majority of illegal immigrants may follow all the laws, but not of all of them do. Yet, criminal aliens make up 27% of the total population of federal prisoners. What patterns of dehumanization were apparent? Where else in American history have we seen these similar patterns?
These patterns with dehumanization because they don't let them have their own rights to travel wherever they want to go. In the 1600s, Europeans were the first to immigrate to the United States. Many immigrants now don't receive proper health care, don't feel that they are part of the group, and some are only accepted for what they are known for. What are the rates of death, imprisonment, injuries, and etc?
There isn't any type of injury, but between 2003 and 2015, there was 150 deaths, and they were mostly because cancer and suicide.
Here's an interview of Claudia, who has experienced immigration. During what time of being in your homeland, what were the most difficult trials you had to overcome?
Poverty in school.
How are laws different from the time you came to America and the present time of immigration rules? Has it changed in your viewpoint?
Before, there was a law called 254I. That law gave immigrants opportunity to regulate their documents within a country. Now this law no longer exists. Another example, before it was easier for a relative, a son, husband, father, etc., to help you to be able to regulate your documents being residents only.
Knowing that immigration is such a big issue to many, how do you feel knowing that people coming here for a better life can be seen a negative effect to the U.S.?
I feel sad and like a bad basis, and also feeling hopeless.
At what age did you decide to immigrate to the United States, and why at that specific? Age.
I feel like I'm 16 because my mother sent me here at that age.
What mindset were you in when you arrived to the U.S.? Positive, negative, or anything else?
Another thing, because I didn't know what to find.
Thank you for your time. For our closing podcast.
What enlightening moment was reached upon the completion of the interview?
The things she had to go through just to come to the United States. Also, how she felt about coming to the U.S. and why she had to come. We learned that immigrants actually go through really rough things just to cross over. Thank you for your time. For our closing podcast.
What enlightening moment was reached upon the completion of the interview?
The things she had to go through just to come to the United States. Also, how she felt about coming to the U.S. and why she had to come. We learned that immigrants actually go through really rough things just to cross over.
What steps need to be taken to prevent from this happening continuing to happen?
Steps that can be taken is better trafficking immigrants, such as make... Steps that can be taken is better tracking immigrants, such as make current illegal immigrants, U.S. citizens, or guest work programs would provide a more accurate account of the number of immigrants in the U.S.
What resources are available to survivors, victims, etc.?
Some resources that are available to the victims are American Board, ICE, and ACLU. Thank you for your time.